This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Last week, we reported the state's Juvenile Justice Commissioner, Avery Niles, has ordered a review by a state advisory committee after a new federal survey found Georgia had one of the highest rates in the nation of sexual victimization of young people in state juvenile detention centers. The report came just months after the state Senate passed a bill, which was pushed by the Department of Juvenile Justice, which would have kept reports of abuse or wrongdoing from being disclosed to the public. Now, the bill is now in the House, which could take it up next year, so it has not had final passage. In the Senate, members of both parties sponsored the bill, and it passed unanimously. One of the sponsors is Atlanta Democratic Senator Jason Carter. He joins us now. Senator Carter, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Is there a feeling that this bill might have unintended consequences now based on the report that we've seen from the federal government talking about the rate of sexual abuse of young people in the detention centers?
Well, I think the purpose of the bill and the intent behind it was to ensure that children in our detention centers have the ability to make these reports and without any sort of fear of reprisals. One of the most important things is to ensure that we get this data. We have to get these reports and we have to get this problem fixed.
But right now, the names and vital information of the young people who make those reports are redacted anyway, are they not, under the Open Records Act?
They are. I think the purpose, again, of the legislation was just to ensure that it was creating a safe place for children to make the reports. And I think that that's certainly the intent. Now, there is also no doubt that given what we have seen in these federal reports, there's going to be a vast amount of discussion in the legislature from people of all parties to get to the bottom of this problem. I mean, we have an unacceptable situation right now with respect to juvenile justice, and we have to make some real changes. So this bill is going to fall far down the list of what needs to be done with respect to managing the sexual assault issue in our juvenile justice system.
Looking at the bill, the key phrase here is the identity of children and the information provided by children who report abuses or wrongdoing shall not be subject to disclosure. On second thought, as you look at it, is that phrase and the information provided too sweeping?
As you said, this bill passed unanimously, but the real point is that it can be it's not disclosure. I hate to do this to you, but the aspect is it shall be subject to disclosure under open records laws or otherwise disclosed except upon the written request of the child, which puts all of that information in the child's control. Again, the purpose was to ensure that the child would not lose control over this reporting process in a way that made it less likely for them to report. Whether that's the best way to handle it, I don't know. This was the way that the Senate thought we should handle it last year. But again, the discussion is a new one now.
Yeah, because in order for action to be taken, the problem has to be known, and that means some disclosure, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution found some emails from the legislative liaison for the Department of Juvenile Justice in which she was saying members of the committee wanted to find some compelling information that would say, okay, that it's okay to be this sweeping and exempting things. According to the AJC's reporting, they weren't able to find compelling examples. Have you had a chance to find out whether there are reasons for this sweeping and exemption?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely a valid question, and we need to get to the bottom of it before we do anything in this field. But again, it's a very complicated place to pass laws because you want to ensure that the children have privacy, that they get to control what's done with the information that they report so that we can increase reporting. But the goal has to be that we're going to increase reporting, we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to stamp out the abuse.
Are you expecting that this bill will be taken up in the House, or do you expect that perhaps you and other folks in the Senate will say, hey, maybe we need to tweak it a little bit? Or what do you expect will happen once the House picks it up?
I think that the world surrounding these issues in DJJ is changed by the federal report. And this is one of those issues where all of the partisanship and everything else goes out the window and people are going to sit down and try to do right. So I think this particular bill is going to be a relatively small part of the discussion because the management and of the facilities and the issues that are identified in the report have to come front and center.
Atlanta Democratic State Senator Jason Carter, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Likewise. Thanks, Dennis.